Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, has the world really changed? Are we on a downward spiral to the end? Is this the weirdest winter weather ever? Daryl Richeson.
There have been a couple of winters like this in the last decade, very similar to what happened to us in the winter of 11 to 12, 14 and 15. So it's not as unusual as I think some people think. You know, our memories are short. And again, the last two winters, even by our standards, have been really, really tough. So to get a winter that's really the exact opposite extreme is, you know, obviously very, very noticeable. And we do live in a climate that most winters, you know, probably 80% plus of them, you know, in that category tend to be, you know, we have snow cover all winter. But if you look back at history, there's a lot of winters where we've had very little snow.
Okay, Daryl, how about the next couple of weeks?
I think the second half of February looks reasonably cold to me. Might even be a period of below average temperatures, which Ooh. Would reform the ice. But so. I think here in the next couple of weeks, I mean, that will freeze up. What I'm seeing and looking at the data, it just looks like more colder air is going to come in. And even average this time of year is way below freezing, and that would do a lot. But I think we'll see a period of even below once we get to maybe Valentine's Day or a little bit, you know, beyond that period. So I wouldn't be worried about the open water on the edges. This is just as honest as Daryl Richeson can be. There's 12 months in the year that you, of course, know. Mm. The worst month of the 12 to forecast long term is March. I hate forecasting March long term. In fact, when I do all my winter talks, I always skip March, and I always start with April. April and May. And every once in a while, someone will go, what about March? And I'll go, can we change the subject, please? Well, 11 and 12, which is very similar to this year,
okay,
we had the marches of all March. We were in the 70s, 60s as the one of the top three most gorgeous marches we've had in the record books, okay? The last strong El Nino we had, March wasn't all that great. You know, we've been very, very warm in December, January, the valley finished well above average. Western North Dakota did not. And so far in February, we're above average. You know, at some point, we're just going to have a 3 or 4 week below average period. But I think April and May, I'm very positive on. March is still a question mark to me. I know I would just kind of give you a cop-out answer and go, because I think this might be the case. It just might be fairly close to average. But as long as we don't have snow on the ground, the trend will always be above because we have all that black soil sitting out there absorbing the strong sun by the time we get to March, which would, you know, lean you a little bit above. So for us to have a cooler average March, we're going to have to put a little snow on the ground.
And as Daryl pointed out, March is a difficult month to forecast exactly. But if we continue without snow on the ground, we'll start seeing some 60-degree days next month. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.